Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim in the USA. Please do visit our website, wonderreality.org. There's a lot of free resources there, free books that you can download, as many as 9 books, and you know, get them on your devices. Also, links to our podcast and videos and lots of other teachings. This is part 5 of the parable of the sower, and I want to deal with one specific area of the explanation that Jesus gives about the parable. We remember there's 4 categories that he talks about and explains that of where the seeds ended up. 3 that did not produce fruit. 1, the last group, the last, I call it category, produced fruit. Let's notice in the first category where birds came and devoured the seeds, Jesus says Satan comes and takes away what was sown. So it's purely Satan in that first category, which this reveals that we are in a spiritual battle. There is a spiritual battle going on in the universe between the enemy and our great and awesome God. That's a major point. Second category is almost somewhat of a mix between the enemy and what man does. We see that Jesus says when persecution arises because of the word of the kingdom, that persecution or tribulation arises, the people in this category leave. So that to me sounds like that's humans making the decision to leave, but also perhaps there's, you know, the persecution, the tribulation, and the negative energy. Perhaps that's coming from man, but also from the enemy, kind of a combination. We, you know, again, we cannot explain everything, but I believe there's a progression here. In the third category, famous teaching, where Jesus says, these people begin to bear fruit and the crops grow, but thorns come and choke out the fruit, which is the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts for other things. The pleasures of life is another translation. So this category is purely man and what man does. In other words, people choose to pursue riches. People choose to pursue the pleasures of life and the lust for other things rather than the glorious gospel. So I just think that it's significant we should notice that progression. Something also very significant is that there's 4 categories total. We see 4 in many places in the Bible, the number 4. There's the 4 winds of the earth. We see that in Revelation and other places. The 4 living creatures around the throne of God, amen, who have eyes all around and they see everywhere. It's just incredible revelation there. There are 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And now I'm not an expert on numerology, but 4 is a number in dealing with the earth, but also God working through man. For example, the Gospels, that's God coming down to earth as a man, to the earth. So that's significant there. Obviously, this is a process of people either finding the gospel being spread on the earth, and that Jesus does the work, amen, and it's through us, this divine mystery. This is an incredible mystery. Related to this, I've been talking about this in other messages, the 4 phases of walking with God Almighty. Amen. So important. And really, there's three phases of walking in the Spirit. So there's another four to add to the list. And also, a pretty well-known teaching in the Old Testament about Gilgal and the four places Elijah and Elisha were involved in. Basically, to sum up that, a great man of God has revealed that that's the four locations that God will take us to if we continue on with Him again and again in our walk with Him. So there's an even deeper part of a level of understanding there with the whole thing of four locations where we go deeper with God and deeper, and then He brings us back. So it's a continual process. Amen. And, you know, this is a glorious mystery. That's what I want to emphasize. This glorious mystery of a walk with Him that we have the opportunity to do. This is the greatest privilege for a human being. Period. This is the privilege. This is the only privilege. And it's the greatest, most awesome, glorious thing. It's what we were born to do. It's the purpose of human existence. Amen. Two final things. Even people who don't have a Bible, who never see this foundational parable, they never hear the gospel, they can experience all of these things. Amen. That they can seek and find Him and experience eternal life, which is knowing Him, the one true God, Jehovah God Almighty, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. They can experience it. And it's common sense. It's innate in us that we know there's some higher power. And it's up to us whether we find Him or not. We can do whatever we want. Many people, you know, again, I've said this before, but most people are not saved, right? Most people, they are on the negative side. They are involved in self-will or pride or any of these things that keep them from God. And there's often these objections, you know, the negative objections. How could there be so much suffering? How could God allow their people to go to hell? How could there be a place called hell? How could there, you know, look at all the suffering in the world and what the mess the world is in. So they're coming up with all the negatives. It's up to us. I may get more into that in a subsequent message after this message, but I want to finish up with this. Our destiny as a human being, every individual human being's destiny is Jesus Christ. Amen. In His fullness. Glory to God forever. That is our destiny. And everything else flows from that. Our destiny, both on the earth and for eternity, is Jesus Christ. Amen. Our goal on the earth should be to get that fullness of a relationship with Jesus Christ on the earth. Very, very few do that. Well, I've discussed that before. You know, 30% of the world is technically in the category of Christian Catholic, but every subsequent phase goes down. It goes down from 30%. Those who make it to the second phase of knowing Jesus Christ are about 5% or less. Those who get into the third phase, which is in John chapter 4, by the way, it is less than 1%. And then those who make it into the fourth phase, which is the fullness, that's the anointing. That's the anointing. That's in John 7. I'll just say it. That's the anointing. Those who make it to that fourth phase, it's a tiny, tiny percentage. Less than 100, 200 people on the earth, maybe. Maybe, who knows? Maybe less than 500. Who knows? But I invite anybody to look into that who wants to look into that. It's in John chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 7. The reason I talk about it so much, it reveals so much about this mystery. But back to my main point, this last point. Our destiny is Jesus Christ. Many people think that their destiny is their ministry or their career or, you know, fulfilling their potential maybe. Maybe they're in a business in the secular, quote-unquote, secular world, and they're in their job, and they believe their destiny is to fulfill their potential in that, to have the family and be the solid Christian. Those things are great. But that's not our destiny. Our destiny is Jesus Christ, period. And everything flows gloriously from that. When we find Him in His fullness, then we're in that fourth category of the parable of the sower, then we bear fruit. Amen. He bears the fruit through us. Everything happens. That's when everything happens. Those who are in that fourth category that bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold, they have made it into technically into the fourth phase. They have the presence of God. Jesus is bearing this fruit through them. Up until that point, we're just doing works on our own, which don't count. You know, apart from Him, we can do nothing. There's nothing, nothing. Apart from Him, we're dead. But we can't. Even somebody who's a great Christian and they've got a ministry and everything, if they're doing it in their own power, it just doesn't count. It's still great. It's still good. It's still helping people. God is actually, He's working with that person. I'm not saying that it's just totally doesn't matter at all. All the things we're doing matter. God Almighty is... He's numbered the hairs upon our head. He knows everything about us. He's always working with us and always patient and giving and gracious and kind. Amen. We just need to continue on. We just need to do what He says to do. But it's so important that our destiny is Jesus Christ, and every subsequent phase we get to, we go deeper and higher and wider with Him. So in that first phase, we've just found Him as Savior and we're a young baby in Him. But we just keep going and then we go deeper and deeper. So one time I remember reading, Jesus is the deepest reality. And that's another way of saying what I'm saying. But our destiny is Him, is pure and simple. And it makes it so, it's to me, that's so encouraging. It's so wonderful to know that's all we're to do is seek Him, walk with Him, live with Him. Amen. And all the wonderful things flow from that.
Thanks for listening. I'll continue in the next message.